One year later, DanceWorks is back. Elliot Lake's Christine Brunette was thwarted by COVID-19 last year from holding her planned opening of a dance studio in a newly renovated location at 126B Ontario Avenue. Now, one year later, DanceWorks Dance and Wellness Studio is set to open on Ontario Avenue adjacent to the clothing store, 108, the previous Sarek for Sports. Studio owner Brunette has recruited a faculty of local dance instructors including Aaron Gertine, Christina Ucci, Catherine Gear, Brooke Patry, Kelsey Patry, Grace Mayer and Taylor Skell. Starting the week of September 13, classes will be offered for ages 2 to 3 years preschool, ages 4 to 5 years kinder dance, tap or jazz, ages 6 to 9 years recreation or competitive level 1, tap, jazz, hip-hop, ages 10 to 12 years recreation or competitive level 2, tap, jazz, ballet, lyrical and hip-hop. Ages 13 to 18 years recreation or competitive level 3, tap, jazz, ballet, lyrical, hip-hop, full adult dance program, tap, jazz, ballet, hip-hop. There will be a workshop class, the adult, heels, program starting in October. Brunette says she and her staff are super excited to be back and running as DanceWorks. Her original studio was established 1989 and operated through 2009 when it was sold to Studio DanceWorks. Now the Elliot Lake studio has been re-established as DanceWorks under the tutelage of Christine Brunette with a new look and location and building. The fully renovated two-studio location incorporates sprung professional dance floors, mirrors, bars, lobby, office, change rooms and other amenities including a full dancewear boutique. Classes will be held Monday through Friday. Registration will take place at the 126B Ontario Studios on August 24, 25 and 26 from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Brunette has been teaching dance for 35 years. It remains a major passion in her life, which she mixes with a busy real estate business. She added, "I just want people to know that that hasn't changed, and it's not going to affect my ability as a real estate agent," she said. "I've taken on the role of ownership as well as studio director. We just didn't want to see the community lose a studio and then COVID came. It hit the dance world and all other children's activities very, very hard. So when the opportunity came to step in and take over, I thought, maybe everything was coming full circle and it was time again. I have to tell you that the response that I have been getting from not only the community but from some of my old dance studio alumni has been overwhelming. Yes, very, very wonderful," Brunette concluded. She said her real estate business has amply demonstrated the number of people who have moved back to Elliot Lake. "These kids need something. They need dance and hockey and skating and swimming," she said. "As a community person, maybe a leader of children, how could I not step up?"